stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sail.
This is so nice, George. You have a living room, a real bedroom, and this little outdoor terrace.
Yes, it's kind of our own little Shangri-La.
Fred and I don't even have a porthole. Your wife, Irene, is it? Maybe she'd like to join us.
No, she's asleep.
Oh, too bad. I would have liked to meet her.
Another time, perhaps.
It's great out here. Very private. Even the ocean looks nicer. It seems a bit warmer than up on the promenade deck. But maybe it's the gin. You mix a great martini.
Thank you. We're sheltered from the wind.
The side of the ship looks pretty steep. Oof, the ocean looks a lot closer.
It's about 100 feet down to the ocean. See something down there?
No, not this time. I imagine Irene likes it out here. When she feels better, I mean.
No, I have to drag her out here to tell you the truth.
Well, that's too bad.
She used to like cruising, but not for the last few years. She spends a lot of time resting.
I don't blame her, especially if she gets seasick. I bet she likes the stage shows on board, though.
Yes, she's seen quite a few of those.
And there's all the sightseeing tours. Oh, we'll be in Japan this weekend.
Irene wouldn't be caught dead on a tour bus. I'll be surprised if she even gets off the ship.
Really? Well, I'm kind of excited about it.
Let's not talk about Irene. I'd like to get to know you a bit better.
Why don't we sit at your cute little table?
All right. The chair should be dry by now.
Wish we had one like this. This cruise has been brutal.
I understand, Arnie. This might be our last one, too.
It's pretty dull, really. Well, unless you're into gambling or line dancing.
There are some other interesting things to do on a ship, if you find the right people. So long as you don't go overboard, so to speak.
We haven't met anyone very interesting on this ship. Until today, of course. You had us all going there, George. Oh, especially Fred and Jean.
What do you mean?
When you were out looking for your wife after I'd just seen a body in the water? It just seemed so coincidental.
So you thought that was my Irene out there in the water? Now that is funny.
It didn't seem so humorous at the time. For a few minutes there, I actually thought it was real. The person in the water, I mean.
Well, it sure wasn't Irene. She can't even swim. But I guess it was a coincidence. What made you decide it wasn't?
Wasn't what?
A body in the water.
I don't know. Maybe it was.
That would be tragic. Someone overboard.
Well, it sure would be. Your Irene seems to be alive and well, at least. That's a relief.
Yes, but someone else could have gone overboard.
Well, no one was reported missing, thank God. Well, that's what the captain told you.
Not yet, anyway. Would you like another martini?
If you're having one.
Sure thing. I'll just run down the passage and get some more ice.
Hey, Fred, can you hear me up there? I'm just below you. Fred, can you hear me up there? Fred?
That you, Marnie? You okay?
Yes, I'm just one deck below you. Look down, over the railing.
There you are. Gina's out here with me. What are you doing down there?
I'm on George's terrace. We're drinking gin martinis. Come down. It's in room 4433. He went to get more ice.
Not right now. I'm reading. Maybe later.
Hi, Marnie. It's Jean here. Is she down there?
Is who down here?
That guy's missing wife.
Oh, you mean Irene? Yes, but she's asleep.
Did you talk to her?
No, she's in the bedroom.
You sure? Oh, why don't you take a look and make sure she's okay?
All right, will do. Be right back.
Marnie, is everything okay?
Marnie, you still down there?
I knocked on the bedroom door, but no answer. Irene must be asleep. There are some women's clothes in the living room.
Can you show us something?
Why?
Evidence that she's actually there.
Evidence? Oh, I don't know. I guess so. Can you see this? It's her fishnet stocking.
Yes, I see it.
Woo, nice. Marty, I'll come down in a while. Soon as I finish this chapter.
Here's your refill. Is that one of Irene's stockings?
Oh, it was lying here on the chair. I was just calling up to Fred. He's right above us on the promenade deck. He's with that Jean woman.
The one who knits. They'd make an exciting couple.
You got that right. How's Irene? Is she awake?
No, to tell you the truth, Marnie, Irene and I haven't been doing all that well lately. We're feeling pretty stale. I think Irene and I may be headed for Splitsville.
Well, that's tough. I just hate to see couples break up. Have you been together a long time?
A few years. It's not so bad. We've decided that this particular show is over, and it's time for a new challenge.
Still, that's a shame. This cruise has been brutal for us, too. Well, Fred's happy just sitting around reading. I think he's on his fourth or fifth murder mystery. There's not much for me to do on this boat, except sleep and eat. And drink, of course.
Of course. Well, here's to you having more fun on the rest of this cruise.
Cheers.
Cheers.
You are some bartender.
Among my many other talents. Would you like another?
Actually, no. Two's my limit. And I am getting kind of chilly. I really should be heading back to my cabin. But thank you so much.
Just one more for the road. Let's have it inside and warm up.
Oh, I really shouldn't. But what the heck? It's a cruise ship.
Who knows? Irene may even decide to join us.
Marnie, you still down there? Marnie? Marnie!
night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dream.
Hurry up and wait. Fred, I don't know why they always call us down here so early to disembark. We have to wait in line for hours in this hallway just to go ashore.
It takes time to get everybody off in an orderly fashion. We have to clear customs. But just think, we're going to be setting foot in Japan. I'm going to be the first one in my family to visit Asia.
That's not hard, since you were the only child. There must be 500 people lined up in front of us down the hallway and the stairwell, and nobody's moved an inch since we got here.
I really want to see the inside of one of those geisha houses.
Well, we're only going to be in this port for one afternoon. I highly doubt whether they ever had any geisha girls here. There's nothing about it in this tour guide.
Too bad. But at least they're taking us to that special sushi restaurant.
Since when do you eat sushi? Could have done that back in Calgary. The only tour, decent tour, in the brochure is a kimono factory. Unless you want to trek up a mountain to a Buddhist temple. Oh, look, Fred. Here's a picture in here of a guy dressed up like a samurai.
That's one huge machete.
Now maybe you could pose for a selfie. Oh, look, here come the Conways. Barb's got her walking poles, and she's wearing the leggings that Jean knitted for her.
Hi again, guys. You two look loaded for bear. Barb, those new socks look real sharp.
I just finished them this morning. That's why we were a bit late coming down.
I knew we would have some extra time. This is the first cruise ship in this port, and there are custom issues to sort out. Must be patient until they are ready to admit us.
We haven't seen you folks for a couple of days. Seen any more bodies floating around, Marnie?
We kind of hunkered down in the cabin during that typhoon. I actually thought the boat was going to capsize the other night. The sea was so rough.
It was not a typhoon. Just part of the North Pacific low pressure system. Very common this time of year. But I grant you, the ship did list heavily to leeward on occasion.
They were even forced to cancel the captain's gala.
And Fred fell over in the bathroom.
That's terrible.
No worries. Just a little bump on the head. In the head, so to speak. Ha ha.
Oh, Fred.
The good thing was, is I got to stay inside and finish knitting her leggings. The storm didn't stop Barb from walking on the deck. She logged 200 miles so far this trip.
193 miles by the pedometer, not counting stairs. I plan to hike up to the Buddhist temple this afternoon.
Awesome. That explains those walking poles. Take some pictures for us, Jean.
You won't catch me going all the way up there. It's just the bonsai forest for me.
Bring along your miniature chainsaw? Ha ha.
Just ignore him, Jean.
Marnie, I hear you had a good time with that George fellow the other day. I love martinis.
We had a few laughs. Turns out George is a very interesting man.
Marnie took a real shine to him. Too bad I got down there too late for the party.
Did you finally meet his wife?
No, she was holed up in the bedroom the entire time. I felt kind of sorry for her. Some of her clothes and makeup were laying around the living room.
Yes, you showed us that fishnet stocking. Oh, so you never actually saw her? You suspected he pushed her overboard.
I'm kind of embarrassed about it now, actually. That was just some murder mystery fantasy Fred dreamed up.
You're the one who saw the body in the water, Marnie.
Oh, it was probably just flotsam. There's sure been a lot of it floating around out there now. Anyway, George is a really sweet guy. He did tell me he and his wife are not getting along. They may split up.
She's a lot younger than he is, apparently.
Typical.
Speak of the devil, isn't that him coming now? That's quite a hefty suitcase he's taking ashore.
You travel light, George.
Hazard of the trade. Hello again, people. Hi, Marnie.
George, it's so nice to see you again. You've met Jean and Barb.
Are you taking that big suitcase ashore?
Yes, unfortunately. I have business in Tokyo for a few days.
What about Irene?
She's staying aboard. I'll rejoin the ship next week in Korea. So, everyone's still waiting to disembark? I thought most people would be ashore by now. I have to catch a ferry to the main island.
Apparently there's been a delay. Customs or something?
This small port is not equipped to deal with a cruise ship of this size. Immigration officials have to check everyone's passport.
We've got ours. Don't we, Marnie?
Right here in my pack.
If you'll excuse me, folks, I hate to jump the line, but I have to go ask them if I can get off sooner. My taxi's waiting out there, and I don't want to miss the ferry. Marnie, could you please do me a favor and keep an eye on my bag for a minute while I run up and speak to the crew?
Sure.
Be right back.
Well, that was interesting. Now you're stuck with his bag.
I'm sure he won't be but a minute.
I wouldn't hold my breath.
Hey, the line is beginning to move.
Let's get ready, Jean.
George damn well better come back for his luggage. I'm sure not going to carry it up there for him.
If you leave it here in the corridor, it'll pose a tripping hazard.
Oh, you girls go on ahead. I'll deal with George's bag.
I'll just squeeze past you. Oh.
Look out!
Look out, Barb. Watch your poles.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. My pole snagged on George's suitcase and it popped open.
His stuff's falling all over the place.
Hey, those are women's clothes. Pretty flashy, too. Look at this high-heeled shoe.
Fred, put that down. Don't be so snoopy.
I don't get it.
Oh, maybe George is a cross-dresser.
That's his prerogative. Now please, help me get these belongings back into the suitcase.
Those shoes didn't seem big enough for a guy.
It is a bit suspicious, don't you think? Did you notice how anxious he was to get away? I don't think he expected to run into us again, coming down this late to disembark. I have my doubts we'll see him again.
George said he'll come back for his bag, and he will.
Jean may be right, Marnie. George may have something to hide, more than just a bra and panties.
Fred!
It's time we moved along. Passengers are now leaving the ship. Come, Jean, the temple awaits.
See you gals later. Can you please let the crew know that Fred and I will be along in a few minutes?
Keep an eye open for George. Tell him we aren't bringing his suitcase.
Sure thing. I'll keep my eyes peeled.
It sure doesn't look like George is coming back for the suitcase. We better move, or we might miss the tour bus.
Maybe we should take his suitcase up to Irene in her cabin.
I'm not dragging that up all the way up to their room.
Fred, why don't you run upstairs to the main desk, call Irene, and tell her to come down and get it. It'll only take a few minutes. I'll babysit the suitcase till you come back.
What about the tour bus?
Don't worry about it. We can always take a cab.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Sorry, Marnie. Thanks so much for watching my stuff for me. I'm all set to head out now.
No problem. George? Why do you have all those nice women's clothes in your suitcase?
What? Were you going through my things?
No, it was an accident. Barb hooked her suitcase on one of her stupid walking poles, and it popped open. We repacked it all. We thought you weren't going to come back, so Fred went to call Irene to come down and get your suitcase.
He went where?
To call Irene, in your stateroom.
I'm afraid he won't find her there.
Really? So where is she? She didn't jump overboard, did she? LOL.
Look, Marnie, I must confess, there really is no Irene, at least not in the legal sense. I think you may have already suspected that.
No? What do you mean?
It's just a stage name I sometimes use. My show is called Goodnight Irene. I guess you could call her my alter ego.
Well, that explains the high heels.
I take it you've never seen my stage act?
Not really my cup of tea. No offense. Though Fred does enjoy watching Dame Edna.
I perform at the Captain's Gala on board every Thursday night.
We minions don't get invited to that. It's for first class only.
My show got canceled this week due to the storm. Well, Marnie, it's been nice talking to you, but I have a date to perform at a club in Tokyo.
That's great. But, George, just one thing. Why did you tell us you were looking for your wife the other day, around the time I saw that body in the water?
Sorry about that, Marnie. Sometimes I get a little carried away, and I thought I'd have a bit of fun with you guys.
That was quite a trick. Jean and Fred sure fell for it.
I didn't really think you'd take it seriously. I promise I'll make it up to you when I get back. More gin martinis. But I'd appreciate it if you could keep our little episode under your hat. I wouldn't want my prank to get around to the ship's crew. I still have to work here.
Of course. No problem.
Thanks again for watching my back. Sayonara, Marnie.
Sayonara, George. There you are, Fred. We've still got time to catch the last bus.
Marnie, it's just like we thought. No one answered the phone in their stateroom. Hey, what happened to George's suitcase?
Well, he came back for it. He's gone for a taxi.
George escaped?
Well, he has to catch the ferry to Tokyo. He's got a club date there. Anyway, he told me the whole story. Let's get going.
What story?
Oh, he was just pretending to be looking for Irene that day I thought I saw the body. He was playing a joke on us.
I don't think it was a joke, Marnie.
Well, it sure fooled you. It turns out Irene doesn't even really exist. She's a woman character he plays on stage at the Captain's Gala.
George is a drag queen?
A female impersonator. He has a gig in Tokyo. And that's why he has all those women's clothes with him. Anyway, let's move.
Wait a minute, Marnie. If Irene doesn't exist, then why is she listed on the ship's register?
What do you mean?
I called her stateroom. No answer. But Irene and George Martin are both listed as passengers in room 4433.
What?
Do you think those were really his clothes he's taken off the boat? The high heels sure didn't look big enough to fit him. Maybe he's destroying the evidence.
You mean that really was her I saw in the water? Oh, poor Irene. Fred, what are we going to do? He might be already off the ship.
No, I see him. He's still at the immigration checkpoint. I'll just run down there.
Fred, be careful now. He might be armed and dangerous. Tell the authorities and let them handle it. And this is definitely our last cruise. Next time, we're flying.
We'll kiss just as before. Happy
say.
You have been listening to the Act Two Studio Works production of Flotsam. Our cast featured Margaret Sellers as Marty, Larry Krakauer as Fred, Rob Scavone as George, Marilyn Tate as Barb, and Chantal Bassus as Jean. Technical production and editing was by Rick Sutton. Flotsam was written by Paul Bilodeau and directed by Jeanette Cairns. It was recorded via Zoom on April 24th, 2021. Reproduction by any means is prohibited without the permission of the playwright at Act Two Studio Works. Thank you for listening. ¶¶